Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Iman.
Amen. The Lord
Amen.
is with
Amen.
us.
The Lord indeed is with
Amen.
us. I want to welcome you to our prayer line tonight by the grace of God. Wherever you've connected from, I pray that may your spirit be open, may your heart be ready, may your life be prepared to receive from God what He wants us to obtain. And again, I pray that may you find it necessary to open up, to let the Spirit of God lead you into the presence of the living King. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 By
Amen.
due, by reason of
Amen.
copyrights and other things, we can't record some of these sounds so that maybe it might infringe the privacy or the usage of the owner. That is why we try to cut off the worship to make editing a little bit easy. But tonight our focus is for His name's sake. Hallelujah. For His
Amen.
name's sake. Amen. For His
Amen.
name's sake.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For the sake of the name
Amen.
of the Lord. That is
Amen.
why we are here.
Amen.
For His name's sake. I prefer to know Him
Amen.
by His name. Hallelujah. The Bible says that He called us by name. He spoke to Jacob when when you read my second book, Jacob found himself in a predicament that he needed his name to be changed. And so when he had an encounter with the angel of God, he asked him, "What is your name?" And I'm asking that, why would God ask somebody his name? Have you thought about it? If he knew me from my mother's womb before I was born, if he was the one that directed me to be in the family that I'm in, if it is He that allowed me to see the break of the day, just as Job would say that, why is it that the day that he said a man child was conceived, that day should be cursed and I should have been aborted? If He did not allow my mom to abort me and allow me to be birthed and then raised me up in the environment that I was raised up and brought me here where I'm sitting now at this stage, how is it so difficult that he wouldn't know who I am, or he wouldn't know my name? And yet he asked Jacob, "What is your name?" And Jacob said, "My name is Jacob." He said, "From today, you are no longer called Jacob. You shall be called Israel, because you have prevailed. You are a prince and you have prevailed." The question now is, why is God so concerned about the name? Why? Because the name identifies the objects that we studied on Sunday. Hallelujah. Which means that the names that we all carry some kind of powerful something. But I want us to pray tonight. Hallelujah. In His name, the Bible says that in His name all knee bows and every tongue confesses that our Lord Jesus Christ is Lord. And indeed, there is no other name by which man can be saved according to the scriptures. And for this matter, I know for sure that for His name's sake, for His name's sake, because His name, if I place it on any object, it has to respond. The object or the situation has to respond. Why? Because they are supposed to give allegiance, or the respect that it takes, they must give it to that name. That's the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. And so we want to believe Him that He will help us. David put it this way, Psalm 143. Psalm 143. Let me start from verse 10. Psalm 143 from verse 10. He says that, "Teach me to do your will." Oh, Jesus, I love you. Give me a me moment for some time. Hallelujah. Teach me to do your will. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that may the Spirit of God, the teacher of all teachers, may He teach us to do not anybody's will, but the will of the Father. Not any situation's will,
Amen.
but the will of God. Not any man's will, but the will of Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, no
Amen.
condition will force you to change your agenda. But I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the Spirit divine will teach you to do the will of the Father. Hallelujah. For his name's sake. For his name's sake. He said, teach me to do your will. Your will. Your will. That's all that I want to know now. He said, teach me to do your will, O God, for you are my God. Say, make your good spirit lead me on level grounds. On level ground. This is the whole prayer on its own for hours on end. Hallelujah. Because when we start from the place of him teaching us his will, it means that we have surrendered our will to his will, so that his will permeates through us to fulfill what he desires to be fulfilled through us. And so I don't want to do what my will is. My will, you know my will. My will is to make sure that all my enemies are killed and they are hung out there, dried out. You know, they suck all the blood out of them and they dry them. And then when you hit them, they start breaking in pieces. That's the kind of will that I desire to have against my enemies. But that is not what the will of the Lord may be. Hallelujah. And so the scripture is here. The psalmist says that teach me. Why? Because his name is at stake. His name is at stake. If I don't do the will of the Father, the name of the Lord may not be glorified. And so he started by saying that, please, I beg you, teach me your will. For you are my God. You are the one that I have paid homage to, that your life, my life is found in your life, and my sustenance is in your ability of provision. So please help me know what your will is. And the next point he came to find out is this, that may your good spirit lead me on level grounds. Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Can we pray for a moment? Just pray in tongues for a moment. Yes. That may the Spirit of God lead us on good grounds, on level grounds. Hallelujah. On level grounds, so that my feet may not stumble upon the plans of the enemy or fall into any traps that have been set up for me. My feet will not be caught up in any web of confusion and decommissioned agenda of the enemy. And then I go and resurrect all those demonic foolishness. And then my life is under attack again. I pray, teach me, O God, and lead me by your spirit. If the spirit of God leads me, for sure he'll lead me in the path of peace according to the scriptures. The Bible says that he is the one that leads us in the path of peace. Tonight, may he lead you in the name of Jesus, in your decision making, may he lead you in your ways of doing the things of the spirit. May he lead you in your educational career. May he lead you in your pursuit for any kind of thing, project that you have in your mind. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Spirit Divine, the teacher of all teachers, may he lead us in the path of peace, in the level grounds, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hashando Omasuria. La prianda ki da dusida mansande gratosa vadike zatayo jaturubo sabranda lakiria toska sande batantelebo saba. Let me not do what will cause me to deviate from your purposes. Let me not take steps that will lead me into all kinds of trouble. Let me not say yes to any situation that will jeopardize my future tomorrow. Let me not go into a relationship that my life will be wasted away for years on end. And I will not do what your will is. Tonight I pray, oh God, by the leadings of your spirit, lead me on the level grounds, on the level grounds, on the level grounds, sadu sada, on the level grounds where I can obtain mercy, on the level grounds where I can obtain understanding. Lead me on the level grounds, oh God. Hasha de bokaba, baro saniate, lebria kumba suriapa. Say, teach me. He started with this. Say, teach me to do your will. I don't want to do the will of man, because the enemy wants me to do something that my life will be delayed or be detained. And sometimes we might think that there are things that we can do that can help us. But people of God, I can assure you for sure that if God's hand is not in it, or that is not in the agenda or the plan or the will of God, we may have wasted a lot of things. Some fathers of old have said it. They have done a lot of evangelical work and all that. And some of them have built to universities. And one day, one of them stood up and said, and he was just going to brag before God and said, Father, I think that I can go home now because I think I've done a lot for you. And then the Spirit of God came in there quickly and warned him and said, listen, son, you haven't done what I called you to do. He said, hey, I've raised millions of souls for you. And I've done this. I'm even building a university for you so that I can raise a lot of generations for you. And the Lord said, that is not my will for you. That is not what I called you to do. This is the area I've called you to do. And the father was almost going to his grave. And so he had to wake up quickly. And he started praying. He said, Lord, help me out. Help me out. And this scripture mirrors in directly to what he was sharing as a testimony about us doing the will of the Father. And so the Bible says here in Psalm 143, verse 10, said, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Hallelujah. No situations is in this life is my God. No condition is my God. Whether joblessness or lack of an understanding of what I'm going through, they cannot determine who I am. Hallelujah. You are my God. That settles the matter for us, people of God. And tonight, I pray that may our focus be switched to the place of making every step count for God. Hallelujah. And so he says that teach me your will. Hallelujah. And one of the ways that I put it is this way, that order my steps, oh God. Order my steps. Sometimes I say, order my steps from trouble. Order my steps from shame. Order my steps from wasting money. Order my steps into a place of abundance. Order my step into a place of peace. Order my step away from people who waste my time. Order my steps away from people who frustrate my purposes. Oh God, order my steps. Hallelujah. And then he says that, teach me your will, for you are my God. And so he says that, may your good spirit lead me on level grounds. On level grounds. Yeah. I don't want to dip down. I don't want to stoop low. I don't want to raise myself too high. I don't want to create any drama for myself. I just want the Spirit of God to lead me on a level grounds. And this is my prayer for you tonight. That for his name's sake, may he lead you on a level grounds in the name of Jesus Christ. For his name's sake, may he lead you in a path of peace in the name of Jesus. For his name's sake, may he bring the solutions that you are believing God for in the name of Jesus. For his name's sake, may he bring you to the place where you will do the will of the Father without fail and without compromise. Because sometimes the situation that comes to us may force us to compromise. But tonight, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, that may his good spirit lead you on a level grounds in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so he says that from verse 11, for your name's sake, oh Lord, revive me. Hallelujah. Revive me, oh God, from inside out. Revive me, oh God, from the place where I can stand. Revive me, oh God, for me to be able to fulfill the things you've called me to do, the assignment you've given to me, the project you place on my heart, the ideas that you put in my mind, the solutions that I'm looking for. Oh God, I pray by your grace and for your name's sake, oh God, revive me in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If this has been the prayers of the saints over the years and over the ages, if this has been our cry and our call, and not looking at what has happened in the past, because sometimes what has happened in the past can literally drop you. Literally. Yes. It can force you to even change your mind about God. What has happened in the past, if we were going to go back on what happened yesterday and all the disappointment, all the failures, all the losses, all the cheating and the deceits and all the headaches and the heartaches, my dear, you will question God's integrity. But the brother says, the psalmist says that, listen, what I desire from you is for you to teach me your will. And then, you let your good spirit lead me on a level grounds. The reasons are these, because the enemy can create an atmosphere that may look so similar as though it was the plan of the Lord. And so when you are taking the steps, if you don't take care, you might think that you are taking a step to the left, but in actual fact, it is to the right. And so he says that, let your good spirit be the one that will lead me in this path. Because the will of the Father can only be discerned by the spirit that is from the Father. Because the desires of men is different. What I desire is different. Seriously. What I desire is different. But what God wants me to do may be different. And therefore, I need to know what God wants me to do so that my purpose on earth here may be accomplished. Many have done so many things. I was sharing earlier on that one of the fathers, Dr. Maurice Cirillo, he was sharing this, that Father, I have that. He was trying to brag to God, to tell God that now he was prepared to go home, to be with the Father. And the Father says that, brother, you haven't done enough. What I called you to do, you haven't done it. So now wake up. And he was shaking. And he's grown. He's a man. He's ready to go home. That's what it means. Literally, the man wants to go home. And he say, the Father says, you haven't done what I told you to do. He said, I'm building a university for you. I've done this. I've raised millions of souls. I've raised generals. I've gone to Africa. I've gone here and said, son, you haven't done the thing I asked you to do. This is what I've asked you to do. And that gave him a new perspective about the will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so tonight, amen. My prayer is that for his name's,
amen.
For his name's sake, we are desiring that the Lord will cause us to do his will. For his name's sake, he will lead us on level grounds. For his name's sake, he will keep us away from harm's way. For his name's sake, he will help us to be able to fulfill what we need to fulfill. Because if we look into the things of this earth or this life, the enemy will decide what he thinks we need to do. If we don't take care, we'll be doing the will of the enemy, because he wants you fail. He wants you not succeed. He wants you troubled. He wants you to murmur. He wants you to cry out. He wants you to be morose. He wants you not to celebrate properly. He wants you to be all over the place, thinking about the negative instead of the positive, looking into the good things that the Lord has done, but rather the negative things that the enemy is projecting. That is what the enemy wants to do. And so the psalmist said this, that for your name's sake, oh God, one, revive me, teach me your will. And I pray, oh God, because you are my God, help me that your spirit will lead me on level grounds. What will cause me to fulfill your ground, your things? Tonight, I pray for you by the message of God that the Lord leads you on a level grounds to fulfill his assignment, to walk away from the troubles of the enemy, to be established in the kingdom's perspective, to do what God will say, well done, my servant, my daughter. Well done, the one that I have called by name. May the Lord be glorified, because his name can be established. If we don't walk by the leadings of his spirit, if we don't go in a place where he has diverted or directed us, the enemy can divert the attention and use all kinds of frustrating mechanisms to draw us away from the realities of God's grace. But tonight, I pray with you tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, that as he's teaching you, may his spirit lead you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Lord can teach us that, Lord, we should go the left. And yet, because we are desiring as men, sometimes we want fame. Hallelujah. One of the brothers who has been so of a blessing to us, what's his name? Brother Nathaniel Bassett. Bassett says something. That he wanted to go to Europe to come and slave out in Europe. And then the Spirit of God prompted him and said, you got to go back. And then he came back to Africa, and then things weren't going well. He started working with some local artists, and his trumpeting thing wasn't going well. And then he began to leave it out for God. I said, Lord, you teach me to do your will. And the Father said, my will for you is to lift my name up with the saints. Hallelujah. And the brother picked up his trumpet and said, as you have shown me what to do, I will never drop this trumpet, and I'll blow it everywhere. Wherever I go, I'll carry it with me. The brother still carries his trumpet with him everywhere he goes. Wherever he's called, you will see his trumpet coming. And the glory of the Father has been revealed through him, because he gave out that the Lord should teach him. And now his spirit called him out, said, go this way, go that way, stand here, don't move here, don't go to this assembly, don't go to this place, don't connect with these people, leave this environment, you have overstayed here, go and stand here, support this group. And every leading has been by the leading of the Spirit. Yes, he may have done his own mistakes, but it's between him and his God. But he has always desired that the Lord would teach him. And sometimes when the Lord is teaching you, most time it does not pass through the good terrains that most time we desire. It doesn't walk on the path where we are happy to say, oh, I have arrived. I'm riding in Rolls Royce. You know, I have a, listen, people of God. When it comes to the will of the Father, sometimes it's a little bit painful, hallelujah. Sometimes it's very confusing and controversial. Sometimes it is something that you cannot even explain to men, hallelujah. The Bible says so, that when I heard the call, the Apostle Paul, when he heard the call, he said, I'd never reasoned with men. Because if he was going to talk to people, he said, now I'm going to preach the gospel, they will ask him, which one of them? Which one of them? So all this while, what have you been doing? You were killing the people and you call them the people of the way, and you were killing them. Now you are going to join them to do what? To do the same foolishness? That would have been the interpretation of somebody's opinion about what God has called him. But when he had an encounter on the road to Damascus, he never had anybody to discuss the matter with, except the people that he was walking with and the donkey that he was sitting under. And that was, those were their testimony. And the Spirit, the leading of the Spirit, took him to Ananias' house for him to pray for him so that the scales will come out of his eyes. And then began to walk the walk. And the Lord said, this is the place I have called you, into the place of the Gentiles. The leadings of God is different with everybody. Jesus came, he said, I came for my Father's own and to the children of Israel, to the camp of the seed of Abraham. That is where I have come. And then he raised some men and used them to populate the world. And the Apostle Paul came into the scene and he began to go into the outside of the camp of Israel to be able to share the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every time he came in, because that was not his assignment, he was not welcome in there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that this becomes our prayer and our cry, that teach me, oh God, to do your will. These three verses is something that if it becomes our mantra for the rest of our lives, oh my dear, you will never miss one point. Hallelujah. Because if God, if you are telling him to teach you and he never teaches you and you make mistake, it is not your fault, it is his fault. Because verse 11 says that, for the sake of your name, oh Lord, revive me. So his name is at stake if he does not teach us to do his will. And if we don't tell him that, let his Spirit to lead us on level grounds, then we may dash our feet against some stone here and there, hit our head to some dead ends here and there. But so long as I prayed the prayer, and heaven knows for sure, and the elements of nature bears witness of what I have cried out unto him for, that he should teach me to do his will. Because he is my God, and I desire by his grace that his good Spirit will lead me on level grounds for his name's sake. If he doesn't do it, and I don't fulfill my assignment on earth here, and I fail anything, then it is his failure, not my failure. How many of you agree with what I'm saying?
Yes, amen.
So from tonight, I want us to develop this attitude that, Father, teach me to do your will, oh God. Teach me to do your will. That's all I want to know. And now let your good Spirit, because when he shows you what his Spirit is, some, or his will is, sometimes it will frighten you to run. Oh, yes. How many of you think that Joseph, if he knew that his brothers will lie on his head and make even attempt to kill him, how many of you will be willing to think that this brother would take the food from his father and go and give it to them in the wilderness?
Yeah.
Why would I go there? By the way, if I'm going and a lion meets me on the way and kill me, how am I going to survive? You know, with all these dreams and visions that you've told me. But that was the will of the Father and the leadings of the Spirit to go out there so that his assignment will begin. And his assignment didn't begin in a very posh environment with a nice tie, with a suit on, with a blue tie and everything, with a lapel all here and all that, and be able to wear some nice black shoes and iron them out and everything. Even his tunic on him, the coat of many colors that he oh Lord have mercy. Sharoma Subrande Karate Saya. His coat of many colors, by virtue of the Father's love lavished on him in different colors and different coats. One day I will talk about that. The coats of the coat, C-O-D-E, of the colors of the coats. One day I will talk about that. Hallelujah. It's a very deep stuff. Amen. And I pray by the mercies of God, the Lord will lead us. But now this year, our focus is prayer. Hallelujah. Our focus is prayer. Let's do prayer and let's get on with it by God's grace. Amen. And when his brother got to that place where his brother saw him coming afar off, and he decided that, look, this brother, he's coming. He has been dreaming about everything for us all to be slaving to him. Let's kill him. Let's get rid of him quickly. And then one of them came to the place of salvation and said, listen, it's our blood. Let's not kill him. Let's give him the burden of the doubt. Let's take his cloth, the coat of many colors that's on him. Let's take it away. Let's dip it in a lamb's blood. I don't know where that idea came from, but they are all symbolism, okay? You know, if you remember Jesus' garment, the Bible says that it was stripped of him and the soldiers were placing a lot over it. It has a significance with the coat of Masibro Safiya. Hallelujah. There's so much in here. My ears. There's so much in
here. Amen.
So you stay with me by the grace of God. You know, you will learn a lot of things. Amen. But we pray that by the grace of God, we don't boast of what we know, but we boast in the name of the Lord, who uses us to fulfill his agenda. You know, so Joseph now has struggled, though that was his destiny, and that was what the will of the Father is concerning him, that he will preserve a posterity for the future. That Israel today, as we are talking, that Iran wants to bomb them out, and from the river to the sea, and all that kind of interesting stuff, you know, that's going on out there. Israel today, somebody has to be put in the pit and to be lied upon, to face all kinds of suicidal attempts, to face all kinds of traps from all kinds of places, so that he can be able to preserve he used the word posterity. Read the Bible and you know what I'm talking about. All because, teach me to do your will. And by the way, let your good spirit lead me on level grounds. But the level grounds of the brother was not so level as we think. So tonight, I pray that every mistake that you are in, that is wasting your life away, whether in marriage, whether in business, whether in career, whether in any calling, any educational pursuit, whatever it is that will waste your time and your effort, or taking every 1 minute of your life, I stand with you by the mercies of God, that may the Lord redirect your path. May he open your eyes to see. May he open your understanding to hear. May he cause your ear to hear the voice of the Father leading you the right way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so that you will fulfill the will of the Father, that which you have prayed for, for him to give you his will and to show you the way, so that you can do the will of the Father, because he is your God.
Amen.
It is for his name's sake. For his name's sake.
Amen.
Other version says that, quicken me. Verse 11. He said, quicken me for your name's sake, O God. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. Let me talk a little bit about a soul in trouble. Any soul that has found themselves in trouble are souls that are outside of the will of the Father, walking in their own perspectives. Yes. It is not the enemy chasing you, no. Every time the soul has been calm, remember, David said, my soul, why have you quieted within me? Because the soul was not in sync with the spirit of God in him. And so there was no communication that was going on. Though he, at a place, he said, though I walk through the valleys of shadows of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? His soul was satisfied because the rod of the Lord was with him. And it was the will of the Father to lead him in that path. In that path, the shadows of death, it was the will of God leading him there because God was with him, so he was not afraid. But when he came out and now he was killing men to sleep with their wives, at that point, his soul was in trouble. So he was outside of his soul. So his soul was in, so he needed the revival. He needed the revival of the Lord. So 10 comes in. If we want to reverse the whole thing, okay, let's reverse 10 and 11. He said that, I'm reading from the back front to front. He said, in context of understanding of the test, so that you will be able to make sense out of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. For the sake of your name, oh Lord, revive me. Let your spirit lead me on a level ground. And then you are my God, and so teach me to do your will. I've done it in a reverse form. This speaks, because the Bible is, this. His writings are very, very intricate. If you want to know a lot about David's words and on the psalmist's words, you have to do a lot of, I don't know whether to say it here, but you have to do a lot of jigsaw puzzling. You know, you have to do a jigsaw puzzle. Sometimes you take this verse and put it first and read this verse last. Or sometimes change the same verse, change the words and hear the sound that it brings to you. It's a very detailed stuff. But, you know, these things, I don't want to talk on them on radio, especially not on recording like this, because a lot of people will begin to, hey, is that how the guy is reading the Bible? Some stuff, if you don't let the Spirit of God lead you to understand the deep meanings of what he's saying, the seventh layer meanings of what he's saying, you will never know. You will read it as something else. Hallelujah. One of our mothers on the platform today, she's going to bless us with a testimony. Hallelujah. And I don't want to go too far, but I want you to see the picture that a brother, his soul was in trouble and he was seeking for the righteousness of God to bring him out of that trouble. Why would the righteousness of God bring him out of the trouble of his soul? Because his soul was not in sync with the purpose of God for his life. And so now he was in a big trouble. So he sought for the righteousness of God because of his name. And every time he does that, he is using the name of God as a trump card. Because if you call the name of the Lord, the Bible says that the righteous are saved. Hallelujah. Amen. It is a strong tower.
Amen.
It is in there that the saving grace comes from. But if a man does not seek the name of the Lord to receive the saving grace, we will walk all kinds of places and all kinds of environment and even hurt ourselves. So he uses the name of the Lord. Say, for your name's sake, oh God. Why was he crying for his name, the name of the Lord? He said, because I feel that I need revival. I need revival. Every time there is something going on negative, that is the time you need the revival of the Lord. So he spoke out and said, please, one thing I realized that I need your spirit to lead me on a level grounds, you know, to quicken in me and lead me on a level grounds. And one thing I have to realize that you are my God. Oh, I don't have any other God to pay allegiance to. Yes, I have messed up, but please, I'm begging you, you are my God. Please now teach me your will. Yes. So
Amen.
It's a very detailed stuff for his name's sake. For his name's sake. For his name's sake. Hallelujah. And Amen. Verse 12 comes to this way. He said that in your loving devotion. Cut off my enemies, destroy all who afflict me, for I am your servant. Hallelujah. Yes. Then he asked that because it's the enemy that causes him to do those kind of errors. And so he said, please, in your loving devotion, what you want to do for me, please, I beg you, just cut them off, cut them off. Destroy all those who afflict me. Hallelujah. That's what you pray. You just pray simple and quiet like that. Don't squeeze your face and don't frown your face. Satan is not afraid of your face that is squeezing. But he's afraid of the sound of your voice. I'm telling you, Satan is afraid. Amen. He's afraid of your beauty, but not the kumkum face. No. Satan is not. Yeah, he will wait for you to squeeze your face as best as you can or cry out whatever you want to cry. All the tears, you can cry 1 gallon. When you finish that, are you done? Now let's face it. And then he's still coming after you. But when the psalmist is writing these things, he's letting you to know that now, one, you are walking, you are asking him to teach you his will. You are telling him that he is your God. You are telling him that his spirit should lead you. You are telling him that he has to help because of his name. You are telling him that he has to help you out of the trouble that you have created for yourself, or the enemy has helped you to create.
I know.
You are telling him that, please, I beg you, in your loving devotion, just cut them off. Just cut them off. Father, cut them off. Any kind of pressure they are putting on me to disturb my peace of mind, I pray, cut them off in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. I command them to be cut off now. Break their bones. Break their bones. Break them now so that they will be troubled. Give them assignment. Give them a negative assignment. Let them be too engaged so that they will even lose track about my movement. In the name of Jesus, let them not be resting.
Amen.
Every day in their dream, I pray, oh Lord, torment them. Let them rest, oh God. Amen. No more. Shan de krata. Let them give them no rest. I pray, give them no rest. There's other places that give them dry breast, which means that their source of nourishment.
That's
let them not suck any breast from there. No nourishment,
Amen.
Nothing that will survive them, cause them to survive. How many of you have you are not praying with me? I'm already praying, you have no idea. I'm praying, I'll pray for you. Hallelujah. Please cut them off. Please, Lord, cut them off. They have hooked on my son and my daughter, and they are all over the place. My son desire to be with them than to be with me in the house today. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm not saying much. Just cut them off. Cut them off. I set confusion between the two of them. I break that relationship now in the name of Jesus Christ. The woman, she has been calling my husband too many times a day and in the night, in the midnight hour, asking for ideas of changing a bulb and ideas of tomorrow, what's your plan? And then, what did you eat? Why has that God, Father? I don't have the time to go and fight this woman in the name of Jesus Christ. I cut them off. I create trouble between the two of them. In the coast, Kasimbra, Telekosha, Badinda, Raketadu, Sebriapa, Masunde, Krata, I crash their plans in the name of Jesus. I command their light to be cut off in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that gives them illumination, I cut it off now. I put them in darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them be confused in there because of me. Whenever they come and trouble my life, I pray in the name of Jesus, cut them off, cut them off. Those who have destroyed my life, destroy them, oh God. Anyone that has afflicted me, let them have no place to enjoy life. I pray that let affliction also hit them. Hit them in the moment of their vulnerability. Let them wake up and see trouble all over. Know that indeed the Lord is working for this brother in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, cut them off.
Amen.
I want to give you an assignment, okay? That this same scripture, when you go, read every version that you want, whether a Berean standard version, whether the King James version, whether the New King James version, whether the American King James version, whether the NASB version, whether it's a legacy standard version, whether Amplify, whether the Christian standard, whether the Holman, American Christian Society, the Arabic Bible, whatever, Brenton, Gent version, whether contemporary English, whether the Douay Rheims Bible, whether the English Revised Standard, whether God's Sword version, whether the whatever McCarthy's version and all the English whatever. Every one of them speaks of the word trouble, out of trouble, out of trouble. Just go and check it for yourself. Find about 20 versions and see if the word lead me out of trouble, or save my soul out of trouble, or bring me out of trouble, or protect me from
deliver me.
Every one of them has got the word trouble in there.
Mm-hmm.
When you are using the English, every one of them has got a trouble in there, which means that the brother was deeply entrenched in something. He was entrenched in something. And tonight, I pray by the message of God that for his namesake, he will preserve your life, save you out of
Amen.
And bring you to a place of a life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have one of our mothers on the platform. I wanted her to preach tonight for the first time. And she says that also, let's change the topic about preaching using testimonies. So I said, okay. And then so she has a very beautiful testimony she was sharing with me. And I feel that it's something that we need to hear. Hallelujah. I don't want to be the one that will force people to put on your in your throat, you know, every day and all that. No. Somebody is also getting I let me say this. I received a test, one of the WhatsApp tests on our group platform, the names of God that is found in the book of Revelations that she's reading, and she compiled them herself and then brought it there to share it with us, you know, and my heart was glad. I was jumping for joy. I said, wow, I've never searched it like this before. Yes, somebody has made the job easy for me. Easy. Four names or so that she was able to get from the book, only book of Revelation, you know. And I looked at her and said, wow, this is amazing. See, I have read it through, and I've listened it even through, and I haven't been able to get anything out of it. And here she has got this. I don't know what she has. Auntie Elisa, Mama Elisa, Minister Elisa, we understand you don't want to come on video, that's fine.
Good evening.
Hallelujah. Let's hear
good
what
evening,
the Lord
woman of God.
To you in visions and in dreams and in the scriptures, and what did the Lord told you?
Yes. You know, good evening, family.
Good evening, dear.
Good evening, esteemed woman.
I think at the beginning of the month, Reverend told us to read Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he tells us to read, though I've read the Bible, the whole Bible, I keep on reading here and there again. But when he tells me to read, I make it an effort to read, because I feel that maybe it will be a blessing to me. It should bless somebody on the platform. Mm-hmm. So every time I read, but this particular revelation, when he said it, in fact, I've read Revelation so much, for like about three times, and it's I can say it's a book that confuses me, and every time I read about it, I get depressed. So I kept away from it. I said, I'll read. But then, funny enough, I've been having some struggles in my life. And I think many of us on the platform are going through some problems. But one thing I can say is that they said, if you are going through problems, that means Christ is close to you. And
Amen.
That is why the devil is attacking.
Amen.
So that is my belief. So what happened was that, for nearly 2 weeks, I didn't even open the book of Revelation. And things were getting worse this month, and I became very nervous and very anxious and confused and all that. So on Friday night, I was so much down that I wanted so badly to join the service. And funny enough, God has a funny way. I went on my son's laptop and I missed the time, because his laptop is in an hour behind because of where he was. So when I realized it was nearly over, and then I joined in, and I apologized that day to Reverend. So I knew I had lost, and I needed that day to pray so much. So on Saturday, that was the Friday night, I slept and I had a dream. I had a dream that I woke up and my door was opened. My room door was opened and it was chalked that it was wide open. There's no way even the wind can blow the door. So I came out of my door and I saw my son's two rooms. Their room doors were open and my sons are having problems. They cannot get a job. My elder son, who has done his master's for 2 years, he's home without a job. He's been applying and he's not getting it. And the same thing with the younger one. And their two doors were opened. And then suddenly I saw that the younger one went into his room and the older one followed and banged that door and shut it. And then he went to his room and he closed the door and left a very narrow space. And then I heard somebody in the hall. I wanted to go to his room and say, why did you shut your brother's door? But then I just went to the hall and I saw that my son was in the hall. And he was the elder one was in the hall. That means he's not the one who shut the door. So who shut the door? And then suddenly I woke up and I was not myself. I said, now, God, what again? Open doors that are shut. You know, I was not happy at all. The whole morning I wasn't myself. But I decided that I won't let it. I prayed. I used the verses I knew that could help me to pray. I used it and prayed and declared it. But then I decided, you know what? I've prayed enough. And I think I just have to praise God. So I started praising mm-hmm. God in speaking, singing in tongues mm-hmm. and singing mm-hmm. songs that mm-hmm. I don't even, I was doing my own songs. Any words, mm-hmm. simple songs, I was singing it on my own. So mm-hmm. in the afternoon, it was late afternoon, I went to the room. Before I was going to have my shower, something said, go and read the Revelation. And then I remembered that Reverend told us that if you listen to Revelation, you get a blessing from it. So I decided, okay, you know what? I would just go to the internet and take Revelation with the sound. And there's a place you have the sound and the reading together. And I'll read it for just a few minutes and then go and have a shower. So I took it. And in fact, when I started even, I was just like not in the mood, but I was listening to it. I got to the third chapter. That, and believe me, I was blessed because I needed what I read. I needed it. That same morning, I had this dream about a closed door, and I've been praying to God to open that door because there's something wrong here. I read Revelation, that was, I think, chapter 3, and then I saw that chapter 3, verse 7 and to 8. It says, in that side, it says that he is the Lord who opens doors that no one can shut and close Amen. Doors that no one can open. Amen. And the moment I read that verse, I started praying. I said, God, open that door that no one can shut. And just after that, I continued reading and I read and he said that he has already, he said, I think if I can open that verse, he says that, okay, here, says, and what he shall, okay. And then I continued and he says that I have placed before you an open door. He has already done it. He has opened that door that no one can shut. And then he goes on and says, I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. And that scripture blessed me so much that that moment I knew that this is Rhema. The Holy Spirit is telling me that what you saw in your dream, do not care about it because I am the Lord and I have opened that door for you. No one can shut. And Amen. That moment I said, this revelation was supposed to, is for me. It's a blessing for me, but I didn't know. And that was why I kept away from it until the Holy Spirit is like obedience. I said, no, you know what? Let me read it. Let me read it. I wasn't even in the mood. And I felt it was really a blessing to me. This was the word from God. And I've held on to that word. And I said, no way. I don't care what I'm seeing. That door is opened. And no Amen. One can shut it. So Amen. I kept on continuing. I continued that that chapter. Then I got to Revelation verse 30, the same chapter 3, but verse 14. And as I was reading it, I saw that He says, the Lord is the Amen. And I was telling Reverend that for some time, if even somebody greets me, I say, Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I'm saying, they laugh at me. My kids laugh at me. My sister laughs at my cousins. Laugh. Why you are so much into prayers and to God that even you answer people, Amen. I mean, are you going mad, you know? And I didn't understand it. But when I read that side and I said, he said that the Amen. And I said, that is another name for God. And that is why I decided to look at the names for God. It was actually that the Amen. And I said, you know what? Every time we are with Reverend praying, it's like we don't even realize that we mentioning Amen is not just let it be so. We are mentioning the word, the name of God, which is
Amen.
Very
important. Amen.
Because if you come to the Bible, the name of God is so important. Jesus kept on telling us. He says that whatever we ask the Father in my name, he will give you. And that, that if we ask anything in his name, he will do it. And that if we ask the Father in my name, he will give to you. He kept on stressing in John, stressing in my name, in my name, in my name. And Amen is his name. But we when he preaches, we to say even the Amen, we don't say it. And I said, you know, Alisa, this is something you have to take serious and you have to also share with others that the name, the Amen, we keep on saying, we are asking God in his name because his name is Amen. And it's very important that when we pray finish, we say Amen. Or when pastor is preaching to us or he's declaring things for us, we should say the word Amen because it is his name. And it's very important. And that is what I want to share with you guys, that that chapter 3 blessed me so much. It changed me. And I'm holding on to that verse, that that door is opened for me and no one can shut it.
Amen.
I don't care.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to tell you guys.
That is true. That chapter is for you.
Amen.
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 Thank
Amen.
You so
much. Amen. 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 Amen.
Yes. Yes. So when you came to me, I said, come on,
Lord be to God.
Tonight, but we thank God for this testimony that the book of Revelation is speaking a lot of volumes. I know it's a bit complicated book. We will deal with it. We'll preach it. We'll preach it.
And scary.
Scary.
Very scary.
Very scary.
Have you read it? You become afraid.
The dragon.
Yes. It's a very dangerous book. You know, but it's good. It wakes something in us. What I realize that the Spirit of God is using that book to wake something in us. One, to think about the end times. Two, to think about the possibility or possibilities of the enemy's attacks and everything. Also, to think about the greatness of God, how the heavens. Last time when we dealt with the "Hallowed be thy name," you know, we saw how heaven is the arrangement of heaven. You know, in chapter 4 of the book. How the heavens is being arranged and the worship that goes on, you know. Chapter 5 also, we will talk about that, about some worship in chapter 5 as well. So we'll take time one day, we'll go into all the books that we've read, and by the grace of God we'll learn a little bit more. Amen. We have a lot to learn.
Amen.
We have a lot to learn. So thank you so much. Our time is up. I pray that the glory of God will continue to envelop us and as our Auntie Alisa's a breakthrough has begun. May yours also begin. May everyone's breakthrough begin.
Amen.
Our breakthrough begin together. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to celebrate the good God together. And I pray that from tonight, for his name's sake, may you walk in his will. May you prosper in his will.
Amen.
May you advance in his will. May you receive more in his will. Whenever you go out there to read the word of God, I pray that may more of revelation about who he is be revealed to you to bless your life and bless your heart.
Amen.
Walk in the great power of the Lord. Amen. And have a great weekend, a week until Friday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Reverend.
Let's share the grace
together.
Amen. Let's share the grace together. May the grace,
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God, and the sweet
fellowship, of the Holy Spirit,
be with us now, and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Surely,
goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life.
We shall dwell in the house of the Lord.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Have a great one in Jesus'
mighty name. Thank you, Rev. You too.
Make sure that you record, you download a lot of information and send it out. At least every day, download 3 or 4 to a group. Yeah, just put it there. Say, this message bless me. You too, get blessed.
Amen.
To it. Okay. Go on Spotify. Go and listen. Please share it. Force people to listen to it. Now, one person that I sent the message to that I gave a testimony about, I just went on this in her area where she lives, 27 different areas have listened to the message.
Wow, amen.
And she has never been here because of how she's been blessed by the grace of God. So please, maybe you send somebody, they listen to it. And I'm gonna listen to this. I heard somebody saying that. I don't know who this Nanama is, but I pray that whoever is sending that to anyone with that name, I pray that the answer of their problem come from what the Lord has spoken already in Jesus.
Amen.
So please continue to share, and the Lord will bless somebody's life. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, what do you call it? I was ending there with Auntie Sasha called. And she stayed away after service. So, you know. Yes, I'm just about to say
Nanka mpanyimfoɔ deɛ ɔmoda ntɛm nti nka nim anim ya na nka bi anka nansi asɛm de ama wo worengi a nanka nansi asɛm na nka ne papa no akasa because lɔyɛde gya mfi no ɔhode ayi paa so kasɛm bi akyerɛ kui a wɔnte wo kasɛm bi a na akui ayi ano mempɛ yiyi ano.